I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing Matt Walsh in a video he did recently where he went after wokeness, specifically in the Republican Party. A wokeness that is very prevalent in conservative media, and I want to go after that as well, and I want to take it a step further than Matt Walsh does, because this same type of wokeness is found in the church, and it needs to be combated. It needs to be combated. Wokeness needs to be combated regardless of who you go woke for. So that is what we're going to be discussing in today's video. But first, I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at our Patreon like system at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's linked in the description below. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel or podcast if you are new. We also have a free newsletter. Check that out and subscribe to that as well. So, Matt Walsh did a video, and it was about Greg Abbott's latest executive order. We're going to watch his video to get the context for what is going on. But this was a pretty risky endeavor for Matt Walsh. If there's ever anything that he could do to upset the gravy train of the Daily Wire, this would be it. This would be it. And you've seen in the past that Matt Walsh has had a debate. It was friendly for the most part with Ben Shapiro on, you know, how patriotic is it to send foreign aid? And Ben Shapiro basically made an argument at the time. This was during a Daily Wire backstage event. And he made the argument that if you don't want to, he would question your patriotism if you don't want to send foreign aid to Israel. And that's just, you know, asinine. That is, you know, hate your country type of rhetoric from Ben Shapiro. But nonetheless, that is exactly what Matt Walsh opposes. He opposes foreign aid blanket, you know, across the board. And I agree with that position as well. Matt Walsh is one of the more based people at the Daily Wire. I would say he's one of the good guys at the Daily Wire. Doesn't mean I agree with him on everything, but he is a valuable voice on the right. And I think this video just goes to show exactly that. So here is Matt Walsh explaining the context for what's going to be our springboard.
Governor Greg Abbott here has committed the ultimate sin. He has forced me to agree with a woman from the ACLU with pronouns next to her name. The ACLU is rarely correct about anything these days, and people with pronouns next to their name are correct even less often than that. But in this case, they happen to have stumbled on the truth as Abbott signs an executive order to fight anti-Semitism on college campuses. And what does fighting anti-Semitism mean? Well, here's the statement that the governor's office put out this week. Quote.
So I want to pause right here just to say that, you know, I'm a big DeSantis fan, but I don't approve of the bill that he signed in Florida. I don't approve of the bill that was signed recently by the governor of South Dakota, but she's also a huge sellout. And the fact that she signed a piece of legislation that affects, you know, to apply specific protections to a group of under 500 people in her state is, again, who's really buttering her bread, so to speak. But yeah, that would be my biggest criticism of DeSantis from a policy standpoint is the fact that he signed a bill. just want to lay that out on the table. So I'm also calling Greg Abbott out for this as well.
Governor Greg Abbott today issued an executive order to fight the increase in acts of anti-Semitism at colleges and universities in Texas and ensure a safe learning environment for Jewish students and all Texans. Quote, "Anti-Semitism is never acceptable in Texas, and we will do everything we can to fight it," said Governor Abbott. "The state of Texas stands with Israel and the Jewish community, and we must escalate our efforts to protect against anti-Semitism at Texas colleges and universities and across our state. Across the country, acts of anti-Semitism have grown in number, size, and danger to the Jewish community since Hamas's deadly attack on October 7th. Texas took immediate action to protect Jewish schools, synagogues, and other key locations. Many Texas colleges and universities have also acted quickly to condemn anti-Semitism, but some radical organizations on our campuses engage in acts that have no place in Texas. Now we must work to ensure that our college campuses are safe spaces for members of the Jewish community. The governor's executive order requires that all higher education institutions in Texas review their free speech policies to establish appropriate punishments for anti-Semitic rhetoric on college and university campuses, ensure that policies that address the sharp rise of anti-Semitic acts are enforced, and include the definition of anti-Semitism in free speech policies." So, this is an executive order targeting what he describes as anti-Semitic acts and rhetoric. In fact, he is ordering colleges in the state to establish appropriate punishments for this rhetoric, which he deems anti-Semitic. And he says explicitly that these offensive statements must be shut down so that college campuses are safe spaces for Jewish people. Now, I seem to remember Republicans spending the past, 10 years complaining about the safe space mentality on college campuses. And now here we have the Republican governor of Texas issuing an executive order commanding college campuses to be safe spaces. So we seem to have lost the plot here.
So again, very bold clip by Matt Walsh. And it's worth noting that some of the people at the Daily Wire, specifically a Ben Shapiro, he got a lot of fame by going on the college campuses and debating college students. So that's kind of how Ben Shapiro became the huge guy he is today in conservative media, was on college campuses using the safe space issue and fighting wokeness when it wasn't him that was being protected by the same wokeness. So here's the next clip from Matt Walsh that I want to show you.
"It is rather hard to imagine Greg Abbott ever issuing an executive order calling for punishments for anti-white rhetoric on college campuses, in spite of the fact that anti-whiteism is not only incredibly pervasive on every major university campus in the country, but it's also part of the curriculum. Students are forced to listen to anti-white screeds in the classroom from their professors. Every hateful thing imaginable has been said on college campuses about white people by staff, by administrators, by professors, let alone also, of course, the students. Yet, to my knowledge, Greg Abbott has never issued an executive order addressing that. Why is that? Now, you could, again, easily kill all these birds with one stone if you just banned all hateful statements against all people, but he doesn't do that. That doesn't happen anywhere. Instead, certain groups are singled out for protections, while certain groups are given no special protections at all."
Matt Walsh knocked it out of the park here, and he's asking the right question. Why is Greg Abbott doing this? He's applying protections to Jewish people, but not white people. And I think the answer is pretty obvious. There's a very powerful Jewish lobby that doesn't exist for, whites, doesn't exist for Christians either. They have been subverted. And the Republican Party has long been bought and, bought into this lobby. It's been long been subject to AIPAC and other major influences that are basically here to serve foreign interest. Now, a lot of people don't realize this, but this is also true in the church. And it has been for quite some time, and a lot of people don't realize it. Now, who funded the Scofield Bible? It wasn't Christians that, footed the bill to make that one of the most prominent Bible translations and, one of the most prominent eschatologies in the United States. It wasn't Christians that were the driving financiers of this dominant eschatology in Protestantism. However, I do got to say some of the most cringe things I've ever heard on this topic came from Vatican II Catholics. So I do want to defend Protestants a little bit here because it's not just us. Christian media is very much given over to this spirit of the age. It is very much given over to working with and for pagan religions. Christian Post is a very prominent example of that. We could find more. It won't be very hard to find, but, you know, go to, like, the national religious broadcasters, you know. Just saying. So beware the pastor that would not go woke for black people, but is going to go woke for Jews. I think a lot of black people are going to notice that, see the double standard, and actually be driven more towards wokeness. That is a bad witness. That is a bad witness for the church to have. We should not be going woke for black people. We shouldn't be going woke for Jewish people. We shouldn't be going woke for Asians or whites even. So we should not be going woke at all. It is the same wokeness that says we're going to shut down anti-Semitism, and it's the same wokeness that says we're going to shut down racism. We're going to cancel our history. We're going to tear down racist statues. Same energy. It is the same energy. And ultimately, the coherence here is that it opposes Christ. It opposes Christianity. That is the coherence of wokeness. That is why, you know, those who are woke will fight Islamophobia and anti-Semitism. That is why they're also going to fight homophobia and transphobia. These are all so-called liberal buzzwords, by the way. And of course, that's why they're going to fight racism by, you know, desecrating American history and policing speech and demanding quotas and diversity hires. It's all connected because it's all opposed to Christ. There is a coherent worldview in Christianity, and there's a coherence to that which is liberal. It opposes Christianity. And that which is everything wrong with this country, it's all designed to oppose Christianity, the created order, and pervert that which God created. Matt Walsh did a great job there. He definitely, I think, put himself at odds with some other people at the Daily Wire by saying that anti-Semitism shouldn't receive special condemnation on college campuses, nor should any supposed hate speech. Matt Walsh did good there, and I applaud him for it, but I wanted to apply it in the church because this level of wokeness is still prevalent in the church. It's very prevalent in the church. I won't go woke for blacks. I won't go woke for whites. I won't go woke for Jews. And I certainly won't go woke for feminism or homosexuality. But some people don't have that coherence in their stance. And it shows. It shows. And it shows up in this Christian nationalism debate. The Christian nationalist rejects the post-war consensus. It has a coherent worldview to oppose and not go woke for Jewish people, for black people, for women, for gays. And ultimately, Conservative Inc. does not have that worldview. They don't have the Christian worldview. They just want to be liked by the world and succeed in media. So that's what I got to talk about for today. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this kind of content, subscribe. Otherwise, stay based. Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.